What's up, what's up? It's your favorite sex and relationship coach, aka the Pussy Fairy, Azaria Menezes. So obviously you've landed on the juiciest podcast if you're listening to Getting Intimate. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a pussy or you're a mom or you're in a relationship and you're looking to increase that pleasure and orgasm factor in the bedroom with yourself, with your body or in your relationship, or maybe you just want your pussy wet and your relationships to be the cherry on top of your Sunday sex ice cream, listen to this podcast. I'll be sharing all of my knowledge, all of my ideas, my experiences, and thoughts on this podcast with you so that you can invite new perspectives and way more sensual excitement into your life. As always, try anything I say on for size and see what you like and leave the rest. Let's get intimate. Okay, so today I want to talk about five ways you can support the wetness factor in the bedroom. So I did make a little previous post asking about the wetness factor, like vaginal dryness or how you relate to the vaginal lubrication that happens during sex, before sex, after sex, all the juice. So for a lot of women, this can vary so much because there's so much fluctuation in lubrication in everyone because everyone is unique and different. But I'm going to talk about how to actually increase and really actually just like increase your capacity to feel more pleasure. Because of course, more lubrication means more pleasure, but if there's a way to support that wetness factor in a way that feels really, really, really juicy and really yummy, I'm going to share those ways. So number one, the right time. Okay. So a lot of the times we just don't really think and check in with our bodies when we actually do experience that full, deep, exciting desire, right? Because most of the time it's such a big routine, or we commit to sex when we are a little bit excited and then we forget to check in later when it happens, right? So many times this happens where lots of people are like, okay, let's have sex later. And then later you're not really in the mood for it. So timing is everything when it comes to increasing your wetness factor, increasing pleasure. It's so, so incredibly important to really check in with your body and feel like, what would make me super wet right now? What would make me really excited? What would give me the most amount of pleasure in my body? What am I craving to feel, right? These are the things that are actually going to contribute to the wetness factor. Number two is foreplay, okay? Foreplay is so incredibly important, and I feel like a lot of us skip the foreplay or keep it really short, but there's something to 40 minutes. I tell you, the body needs time, right? We expect our body to be wet and slippery and juicy in like 5 minutes. Like, we put a lot of expectation on our bodies. So actually giving the body enough time to get all the juices flowing where they need to go, right? Get all of the blood flowing is so incredibly important and is going to be a really, really, really huge thing to contribute to the wetness factor, right? If you are a cis woman, it could take you up to 40 minutes to actually be ready for that penetration, to have the actual, the peak amount of lubrication, natural lubrication going, right? It's so easy to just like grab the lube and slather it on and like just get going, right? And when we actually don't give time to allow our body to work its natural lubrication, right? And we kind of skip that part and slather on the lubrication, I think that it really takes away like an opportunity for our bodies to actually do things on their own time. So really think about foreplay as a non-negotiable. Like, you got to do the foreplay. And as I've mentioned before in my podcast and in some of the talks, you can use foreplay throughout the day, right? Like, you can get turned on and excited and pick apart all of the foreplay aspects that are PG rated maybe and do them all before, right? It's really about getting excited about sex. It's really about feeling your turn on. It's really about Feeling that strong desire, right? Because that is what is going to signal to your body, to your pussy, right? To get ready and to get those juices flowing where they need to go. So foreplay is so incredibly important and can really, really support that wetness factor. The next thing is tension, right? We tend to hold a lot of tension in our bodies all day. So a really beautiful thing to do before sex, honestly, like sometimes I just like take time to just like really feel into my body and like touch my body and see where am I feeling tense? Like, where am I holding on? Where can I let go? Where can I close my eyes and breathe into that tension so I can relax, right? Because when we are feeling tense in our bodies, it's really, really hard for our bodies to relax. And this doesn't really do a good job of signaling to our body that it's time to get the lubrication going, time to get the wetness factor going, time to get super juicy because our body is spending so much energy on bringing tension. So sometimes it's really good to just like shake it out, like just shake your whole body out and relax your jaw, right? Relaxing all of the muscles in your face. When your jaw's relaxed, pussy's relaxed. So remembering that fascial connection that's going on there. And another way you can support the wetness factor in the bedroom is affirmation. Affirmation is so fucking good. A lot of the times we forget to affirm to our pussies, to our genitals, that they are incredible, that they're amazing, that they're juicy already, that they are enough, right? That we love them, that they're beautiful, that they're incredible, that they're tasty, right? So affirmation can be a really, really, really powerful way to, first of all, connect to your genitals, right? Connect to your pussy. Connect to your sexuality, connect to your pleasure, connect to your juiciness, right? And so affirmations are really, really, really powerful. The more we affirm our bodies, right? The more we celebrate our bodies, the more we can prompt our bodies to thrive, right? And the more our bodies thrive, the more our genitals are thriving, and the more all of these parts of ourselves are feeling good. Those things create a much richer and much more vibrant sexual experience. So affirmations can be so fucking powerful. And the next thing is pleasure. So really feeling into your deep, deep pleasure and desire and tapping into that part of you that really, really gets turned on by what is about to happen, right? So thinking about pleasure as something that you integrate into your sex life. And when you're thinking about having sex, always think about what would give me the most pleasure right now. And when you follow, right, when you follow that thread of pleasure and let it take you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, it brings you deeper into presence. It brings you deeper into the body, right? And this is going to support that wetness factor in the bedroom because when you're in deep pleasure, when you're in your senses, right? When you're activating all of your senses, when your focus is on feeling the sensations that are coming up in your body, right? When you take the time to slow down and indulge in pleasure, because it's so easy to rush. It's so easy to rush the foreplay. It's so easy to rush the moment. It's so easy to just like rush that presence, right? It's so easy to slip out of that. Remember to just like slow it down and ask yourself, how could I give myself more pleasure right now? How could I fall deeply into pleasure? What would give me the most pleasure right now? What feels really fucking exciting and what feels really juicy? And follow that because that can really, really increase the wetness factor in the bedroom and just contribute to a fucking exquisite experience. Another thing that I'm just gonna add on here is staying hydrated. I know this is like an unexpected random thing, but stay hydrated because our body needs water, our body needs to stay hydrated, and of course, it's one of those things that if you're really, really, really hydrated, it can actually support the wetness factor in the bedroom and support you feeling really good because I know some of you watching this live don't drink enough water, and I'm one of those fucking people. This is like such a good reminder for me to stay hydrated all the fucking time because I forget to drink water all day long and then I'm super thirsty and then I chug like, I don't know, a liter of water at once. Does anyone else do this? Okay, if you do this, Holler in the comments. wetness factor is so incredibly juicy. And I think a lot of the times what happens is that it can feel really sticky to be in a place where you feel like your body isn't wet enough, or you feel like you want to feel more wet in the bedroom. And I think there's like this huge story around wetness, right? Especially like in pornography, or the stories that we heard when we were younger, or the messaging we've heard around wetness, right? And a lot of it is, it's incredibly damaging, right? And everybody's body reacts so differently. So if you do want to increase the wetness factor in the bedroom, there is so much that we can do. And also recognizing that sometimes there is something that happens in the body that is like a compass, right? So if you are not as wet as you would like to be in the bedroom, just take a moment to check in. Like, is my body getting the time that it needs, right? Like, am I getting enough foreplay? Or is this actually a fuck yes for me? Or is there something else that would really turn me on, right? Third, am I holding tension anywhere in my body, right? Like, where am I not relaxing? What is happening for me? The fourth one is, what am I making this mean, right? So a lot of the times when we aren't getting wet as quick as we want to, or as much as we want to, we create a whole story around it and we make like a big meaning around it. And so that can like dry pussy up in 5 seconds. Like, pussy will be drier than the Sahara Desert, because once we get like overthinking and we get over our heads, it can be really hard to like get back into our bodies. So really just remembering to tune into the body and seeing like, how can I make this experience even more pleasurable? And what can I do to actually support my juicy enjoyment in the bedroom, right? Like, what would it actually take for me to just get really turned on and excited about what's happening in the bedroom? And sometimes it's a break, right? Sometimes we need to take that space and be like, okay, things are going a little too fast, or things are going, maybe you're having penetrative sex, or somebody's using fingers, right? And it's like getting to the stage where you were wet, but maybe it's getting a little on the drier side now because there's been like a repetitive movement. Take a break, right? Like, take a break and see what you can do to support your pleasure. Because when we follow, right, that pleasure factor, when we follow that sensation-based factor, when we activate our senses, that's when we can increase the wetness factor back into the bedroom. And that's when it can feel really fucking good. Of course, lube is our best friend. Like, all hail to lube, because who doesn't love some lubrication? Like, fuck yes. And I think that a lot of us are just really quick to use lube, right? When we just like are impatient and don't want to take our time, or don't want to let our body do its thing. So this is just an invitation. If you are one of those people who tend to grab the lube like right away, to see what happens if you just let your body follow pleasure, right? If you really check in with the timing, if you're really indulging in that foreplay, right? If you're really finding a space and relaxing your body, if you're affirming your genitals, affirming your pleasure, affirming your pussy, affirming your wetness, right? Affirming your pleasure, affirming the experience. And so, yeah, checking in with those things can be so helpful. And then also waiting it out, right? Because it does take a little time. And then adding lube if it feels good, because obviously lube is there for a reason and it's fucking amazing, and I literally highly recommend it. Like, slather on as much as possible because the juicier the better, right? But sometimes it's really great to give our body that opportunity to catch up and just drop our expectations of our body and ourselves and what this is supposed to look like and what it's supposed to be, and putting a time pressure on ourselves, because most of the time, this time pressure is coming from within, unless there's like a really big time crunch. Like, let's say you have kids and there's only a certain amount of minutes. Like I get that. I've been there like a lot. Most of our sex is like that. And also, it's really good to just make an effort to try and start the turn on way before, right? Like start thinking about it, start getting really excited about it, start getting like in your zone, connecting with your pussy before, right? Before intimacy, connecting. It takes like 5 minutes to just like go in the bathroom and just affirm to your pussy, right? How beautiful your pussy is and how juicy your pussy is. All of those things you can pick apart and then create a foreplay all on its own before the sex even starts, so that we show up really, really excited and ready for sex. And that's a wrap on another episode of Getting Intimate. I hope you got exactly what you needed today in this podcast, and that you can find more ways to bring more juicy connection to yourself, your relationships, your body, and your sexuality. I hope you're feeling inspired, and I want you to remember, take what feels really yummy and ditch the rest. Everything I'm offering on this podcast is in service of your greatest pleasure and thriving. And as the Pussy Fairy, it's my duty to bring you more exquisite pleasure. If you want to get in touch, come find me on my website at www.azariamenezes.com. And I have tons of ways you can work with me. You can say hi, or you can even ask a question. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can also subscribe to my email for a juicy gift, and come find me on Instagram at azaria.menezes. Either way, I'm sending you all the juicy vibes for your week ahead.